The Cabinet will discuss whether or not to introduce mandatory quarantining for some people who arrive into Ireland this week. The suggestion is that those who do not provide a negative PCR test would be brought to a hotel where they would quarantine, the duration of which is unclear at the moment. There are increasing calls for such quarantining for all arrivals into the state. We are joined now by hotelier Elena Fitzgerald, who is also president of the Irish Hotels Federation. Elena, thanks for joining us this morning. Have your members had any discussions with government on this?
There has been no discussions with government on it. I suppose it's still very much a matter for government right now, Audrey, in terms of finding the best route forward. And, you know, there are, I suppose, complexities in terms of the border issue. So there has been no engagement so far. But we would be very much of the mindset that, you know, should government decide to introduce a mandatory quarantine, you know, there would be willingness there to provide the infrastructure to assist. However, it would be very much kind of a matter for individual hotels in terms of their suitability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How would it work? Would it be mostly hotels near the airports?
It's hard to know, but that's kind of the expectation. But it could also be in urban centres. Now, hotels have been used in terms of providing essential services all along. So there's nothing new in that respect. Also, in terms of the Fáilte Ireland guidelines for hotels, there's also an appendix there that kind of deals with, I suppose, restricting your movements. And there's a sense of how will restricting your movements compare to quarantine. You know, there's certainly going to be a revision, you know, if that's what I would expect. And it's then a question of, you know, the devil is in the detail in terms of how that can be done. But there is an expectation that it would apply to airport properties, probably in the first, you know, where it's suitable, but equally urban centres. You wouldn't expect kind of a regional rollout to a degree. But remember, Audrey, the numbers that are flying in are actually very, very small right now. I mean, a huge change in terms of numbers. So it's not a huge amount per se.
And would you expect to rehire staff that you had been, that had been working at the hotels up until the pandemic?
Well, some hotel staff are still in employment in hotels working from home, or, you know, could be providing security services, etc., which is an insurance requirement. So there may be a possibility that additional staff would be, I suppose, reinstated. But at the end of the day, it's very important to say that, you know, where hotels, I suppose, provided a fit for providing those services, there would be a change in guidelines, there would be a training process in place. And like always, you know, I suppose people who are vulnerable or don't feel that they can return to the workplace because of, you know, health concerns or other concerns that affect their working life, that is always taken into consideration, as has been shown since the beginning of this pandemic.
And would you expect, Elena, there to be increased security involved in order just to make sure that everything is being complied with?
It's certainly something that you would expect to be under consideration. Again, it's a matter for government to decide. But, you know, where there are increased Garda powers, there is increased compliance. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, quarantine, I suppose, whilst it's not a huge jump from, you know, where we are now, it is in some respects. And at the end of the day, you know, whatever government puts in place in terms of suppressing the virus, you know, we want it to work. And where there is enhanced Garda powers, that certainly helps to bring us further along that journey and restoring public health as much as possible.
And this could be an ongoing situation, couldn't it, depending on how things go with the pandemic and where we get to?
It could. And I suppose there's a lot of talk overseas, you know, in terms of particular strains or in terms of how policies are unfolding overseas. You know, we're very far away from where we were with the traffic light, you know, system in terms of, I suppose, travel. But travel is at a level now like never before. I mean, even if you think, consider the last lockdown, we're more restricted now. So there is a sense of, look, how long will it last? You know, if it becomes part of our infrastructure, you know, the legacy of that is, I suppose, something, you know, as an island nation that we have to take into consideration. But, you know, there's a lot of progress that can be made, you know, in the interim with vaccinations, etc. And it's just probably important to say, you know, our hotel and guest house community also, there's great willingness there as well to provide vaccination centres. Again, if that helped to expedite the rollout of the vaccines.
OK, well, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Elena Fitzgerald, President of the Irish Hotels Federation. It's just gone 10 to 9.